Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to, we're going to call this season two of A Road to Revolution, My Journey with Linkin Park. Figure we'll call the Linkin Park stuff season one, the side projects will be season two, and then season three will be everything else, every other concert I've been to that was not talked about on this show so far. So welcome to season two, episode number one of Road to Revolution. And today's episode, we're going to be diving into the side projects, as I've been talking about in the past weeks. And today, especially if you listened last week, today is going to be a much shorter episode. I feel like the side projects are going to feel like mini-sodes a bit. But I want to get into the habit of not bunching shows together as frequently. So I'm going to try to give all the side projects their own episode if possible. If I get to the point where it's just too short of an episode, I'll probably try to crunch them together. But try to break them up a little bit, you know, no need to bunch three or four shows into an episode. So today we're just going to talk about one. We're talking about the first of the side projects that I saw from Linkin Park. And this was back in November of 2005, November 21st specifically of 2005. And this was Fort Minor. This was the first side project from Linkin Park to really pop out into the mainstream and get a lot of attention and, you know, put out an album and go on tour and become a full-fledged band or, you know, side project, you know, offshoot from Linkin Park. So this one was a really interesting show because it wasn't a normal show you could buy tickets to. One of the perks that I used to love about living in New York was they would do shows at, like, they bands would come through and do a show, or not a show per se, but they'd perform at TRL or they'd perform at Fuse. So I used to go to a bunch of those tapings just cause they were free and you need to see a lot of the artists you like and up close and free, as well, which I think I've mentioned so far. So this was really cool. I'd ended up going to Fuse quite a bit, more so than TRL. TRL was only a handful of times cause it was so hard to get into, but Fuse, however, I ended up getting in good with one of the producers there and having another friend who was always going. So we would kind of have each other's backs and book spots for each other so we can go. So this one came up. I had been to a bunch starting in, I want to say, 2004. I saw Chevelle there. They were playing when This Type of Thinking Could Do Us In came out. So this was awesome because I had been wanting to see Fort Minor. Their mixtape had been out for a little bit, and I think by this point the rising tide had leaked because this was the day or the day before that it came out worldwide. I think worldwide it was that day, and then, or internationally I should say, and then the 22nd is when it came out in the US. So I think by that point, a few days earlier, it had leaked. So I loved the album. I was so super stoked to see Fort Minor live because they hadn't announced really any tour yet. They would eventually come back a little bit later, which we'll talk about next week. But this one, they did a small show at the Fuse Studios. No official tour on this. This was just part of the Rising Tide promotional tour. And like I said, short show, seven songs, but it was filmed for TV. Fuse had done a program called the Seventh Avenue Drop, where when a band was putting out a new album, they would bring them in and they would do a mini concert in their studio and they'd put it on TV to promote it and to, you know, get a cool concert on their channel, which was, you know, back then. It's weird to think about now with YouTube being such a big thing for music and music videos that, you know, channels like Fuse and MTV and VH1, like, they were where you would go to watch music videos and to see bands perform and things like that if you were going to watch that on TV. So Fuse was a big spot for them to come through. They would, a lot of bands would come through on Daily Download and they'd play a song or two. And sometimes they would do a song after TV was over and they would film it and maybe put it online later on or air it as a bonus thing on a later program or whatever it was. So it was always cool to see bands come through like this. Like and I'll talk about this in season three, but Chevelle, Disturbed, Bowling for Soup, this band called Jameson Parker, who I actually only heard about because of Daily Download. But sometimes I would go just because it was something to do. And it was cool because Jameson Parker ended up being pretty good. The performance was fun. And they also gave you free stuff at these. There was always some kind of a promo item, whether it was a t-shirt or a DVD or a bag or something like that. But yeah, I loved going to these few shows. And of course, when you throw in the fact that it's going to be, you know, Fort Minor, you know, a member of Linkin Park side project, I'm in. And they had, right after this, I want to say the next day, they did a episode of Daily Download where they didn't perform, but they were there and they did an interview. And I think My Chemical Romance was on that episode too. So like, you know, you get to hang out in the studio and they're in there and they'll talk to you during commercial breaks and everything. It's just a cool bonus to doing stuff like that. And if you're lucky too, for the performances, you know, it's a small space. It's like a small little studio on the first floor of a office building in Midtown Manhattan, right across from Madison Square Garden. You know, you'd end up on TV a lot. Earlier in 2005, I inadvertently ended up in a segment on Daily Download with Jared Leto. He was there to promote his new movie, but they had also just announced their new tour with Audioslave and Seether like that day or the day before. So he was talking about that too. And I was a big 30 Seconds to Mars fan at the time. And I had my 30 Seconds to Mars t-shirt on. And during the commercial break, Jared Leto turned around and I was right behind them. And he turned around, I was like, that's a great shirt, man. And we started talking for a minute and he ended up being a really nice guy. And you know, when they started coming back from commercial, he's still talking to me and I'm like, I think you have to turn around. And he's still talking to me and, you know, we're just chatting. I'm like, all right, you know, whatever, you're the celebrity. I'm just the dude in the crowd. So they come back and the two hosts, Steven and Marianella, I forget what her name was. They're like, hey, welcome back to Daily Download. We're here with our guest, Jared Leto. And they pan over and he's still talking to me. So he comes back like, hey, sorry, I was talking to my friend over here who has a very great t-shirt on. And they pan over to me and I'm like flaunting the 30 Seconds to Mars t-shirt. So, you know, just a small story about why these Fuse things were so cool. You get these moments of interactivity you wouldn't always get at a concert, especially if you were seated far back or, you know, it wasn't, you weren't close to the stage at all. So part of that was, you know, getting to see a band this up close and for free, and probably being on TV for it too, is always a bonus. So, we'll go into the set list here. Like I said, it's about 7 songs they did. And this is my first time seeing all of them live because it was the first time I'd ever seen Fort Minor. I think I ended up seeing them twice, during their existence. I've seen Mike Shinoda and he obviously does some Fort Minor songs. And then there was that one show I talked about 2 weeks ago where Mike, got some Fort Minor songs thrown in the Linkin Park set in Milwaukee. So I've seen the Fort Minor stuff quite a bit, but this was the first time I'd ever seen it because the album had just come out and it was still a very new thing. So first time hearing all these songs, they opened with Remember the Name. Then they did Believe Me, Into Feel Like Home, Red to Black, which is one of my favorite Fort Minor songs. There They Go, which is another awesome one. If I remember correctly, that was on the mixtape. That wasn't on The Rising Tide. I could be wrong. Those two, I listened to them so much during that period of time that a lot of them blur together now. And then High Road and Petrified. So it was a good set, especially for a free show. You cannot complain about 7 songs for free. Interestingly enough, like a week or 2 weeks later, I was back in this, you know, the Fuse venue, and Green Day did a show and it was like a full 13, 14 song show. Same kind of deal, filmed for another Fuse TV show, but I won't go fully into that now because there's going to be an episode about that. So we'll talk about that one later. But seeing a band in this small of a space, I want to say it was like 100 people, 125 people, like was not a lot. So to go from the last time I'd seen the band in any form prior to this was, I want to say the 2004, Project Revolution. It was the Virginia Beach show. I believe was the last time I'd seen Linkin Park in any fashion. So, you know, to go from seeing them in big amphitheaters and then, you know, a year and change go by and suddenly I'm seeing Mike with, you know, his new side project in a venue that holds 125 people. And that might be including the crew. You know, the camera guys and the directors and the producers and everybody. So it was really cool to experience that. I vaguely remember Brad being there. I think at one point towards the end of the show, I looked towards the back of, you know, where the studio was. And I'm pretty sure I remember Brad being there. Didn't get to meet the guys or talk to them anything, you know, with it being a kind of a structured TV show with the filming and stuff. Once the show was over, they got out of there and they went to film more stuff that wasn't in front of the crowd. So didn't get to meet or talk to him, but you know, obviously if you've listened this far, you know that was never a problem. I've gotten to meet and talk to the band many, many a time over the years, so not a big deal. But yeah, like I said, this one's going to be a short one. We're at like 10 minutes or so, and it's a very, very big difference to last week's hour long plus about the Hollywood Bowl show. But obviously that one had to be longer. There's a lot of story in that one and a lot of meaning, and yeah, you had to talk a while about that one. But yeah, these side project ones are probably going to be on the shorter side. And that's okay. You know, well, some shows are going to have short stories and some shows are going to have long stories. And I'm sure you've noticed that over this, this podcast so far. So, but I think it's going to do it this week, short and sweet, get you in and out pretty quick. Next week, we're going to talk about, another, Fort Minor show. This one was just a couple of months after this. Once again, it was in New York. It was at the, what is now known as the PlayStation Theater. I think back then it was the Nokia Theater. It went on to become the Best Buy Theater. You know, whatever corporate place wanted to buy the sponsorship to that theater. So we're going to talk about that. That was a February 06. So like I said, just a couple of months after this first show. That's going to be next week. We'll talk about that one. And that's going to do it. So thank you guys so much for listening so far. I hope you enjoy season two as much as you've enjoyed season one, which I hope is a good deal. I enjoy doing this show, so hopefully you enjoy listening. I also want to mention, if there is anybody listening to this show, I have started another podcast with my dear buddy Chris Thornburg. We have started, and it's similar in structure to what this is. It's a little more loose because it's me and him riffing a lot, but we've started a wrestling podcast called Time is a Squared Circle. Over the years, we've noticed that we have been to a large, large number of wrestling shows. You know, if you thought me going to all these Lincoln Park shows was a lot, it was 34 wrestling shows. I think I'm at 80 or so at this point. So Chris and I realized we had a lot of wrestling shows and a lot of stories about going to the shows. We've been all around the country for shows, Chicago, California, New York, tons of shows in Florida. So we figured we got tons of stories, you know, and plus when you do a podcast with another person, it's fun. You get to riff a little bit and have a good time. So we recorded that first episode yesterday. If you're listening as these are put out, as you know, Road to Revolution comes out every Monday. Time is a Squared Circle will be out on Wednesdays. So first episode is going to come out Wednesday, August 5th. So I look forward to getting that out there. And hopefully you guys, if you are a wrestling fan or you enjoy listening to me talk as much as I enjoy listening to me talk, hopefully you guys will give that show a listen and enjoy it as much as we did making it. So we're going to keep doing those every Wednesday. Road to Revolution will be every Monday. But yeah, that's my little plug. Wrap it up. Thank you so much for listening. This has been the first episode of Road to Revolution Season 2, The Side Projects. And that's going to do it. I'll talk to you guys next week.